This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Going to give a history lesson a little bit later in our program about Adolf Rupp and his connection to Illinois. Of course, the great coach at Kentucky. But Brian Roush, I want to begin our conversation this morning. You have a program called Trading Post. And did you get a caller from Aledo, Illinois earlier this week? Is that right?
I sure did, yeah. We had a caller from Aledo earlier this week, and unsolicited, he said that I was the better half of this program. So I don't know what your ratings and your standing down there in Aledo is doing, but it must be dropping, or at least I have one fan. But yeah, he was selling some stewing hens, and he unsolicited. I was going to mention your name at the end when he said he was it was a 309 number and he was in Aledo. I was going to mention your name, and he beat me to the punch.
All right, so stewing hens. But most of the listeners probably listening would agree with that gentleman that called in the Trading Post again from Aledo, all the way up to Savannah, selling stewing hens. Man, don't you love small market radio? Isn't this life just great?
I do. Live radio, you can't beat it. Small market radio. And I was going to contradict the guy and say, there's no way that Jim's the second fiddle. He's the man, and we're going to keep it that way. But and I even told him, I shared that clip with you, and I said, hey, we record this show, and I'm sharing this with Jim. I didn't tell you what was coming. I just sent it to you.
Yeah, and it was great because it was such a dry response because you're the better part of Jim and Brian, and everybody's like, amen to that, brother. Anyway, I was going to tell you, to back up last week, I know Steve Susie out of the Kankakee area is the big expert when talking about really plotting out what these potential brackets would look like in the different classifications leading up to the playoffs actually being released. And we talked about all those teams potentially being in the north half of the 2A bracket, and he had all those teams we mentioned last week in the north half of the 2A bracket. So I guess we're in kind of select company because he's one of the leading prognosticators. All right, we talked about this before, Brian Roush, about, you know, kind of a brush with greatness in some of these small towns. And there's a great story involving Adolf Rupp when he came to your neck of the woods in Savannah back in the 1960s. And the other neat story about Adolf Rupp is his jump to Kentucky. People say, well, how did he climb the ladder? He went from Freeport, Illinois, coaching high school basketball from 1926 to 1930. His next job was at Kentucky. That was his jump, and we all know what happened at Kentucky. And rumor has it that actually they were trying to run Adolf Rupp out of town in Freeport. He heard about the Kentucky job because he was invited to a basketball banquet at Illinois, or the Illinois basketball coach at the time, I think, was invited to a basketball banquet, Freeport, and that's how he found out about the Kentucky job. So what about those small-town roots in Illinois with Adolf Rupp?
Yeah, that's an amazing story, and as you say, an amazing jump. And at one point in time in the 60s, Adolf Rupp came to Savannah, actually recruited Dennis Radabaugh. Dennis went down there, and he played for a while and then left the team and ended up being at UW-Milwaukee. But I had a chance, and we talked about this once before, but I had a chance to talk to Dennis about it, and he was saying it was just almost surreal. We're thinking of, you know, 2018, and if Coach K came to town or someone like that, things would be going crazy, and every media outlet around would be there. They just finished dinner, and, you know, doorbell rings, and they go to the door, and Adolf Rupp standing at their front door.
Amazing.
That is incredible. I mean, you talk about recruiting coming a long ways, and I don't remember how, you know, other than, you know, gaudy stats and a great reputation as a player, I don't know. I'm guessing that maybe Adolf still had some contacts in the Freeport area, but I don't know how Dennis got on his radar. But, yep, he came to town, just came in and sat in their living room for a while, said you should come to Kentucky, and then departed about as quickly and quietly as he got there.
Yeah, and it's amazing. That was 30 years after the fact where he was coaching in Freeport. And I think before he came to Freeport, he coached at Kansas and then actually even coached wrestling, I believe, over in Marshalltown, Iowa, a sport he knew nothing about. But again, come on, from 26 to 30, he coaches at Freeport, and then his next job is Kentucky. Man, that is an unbelievable story right there.
He also uttered one of the greatest quotes of all time, if it's just a game, why do they keep score?
Yeah. Yeah, and the other history lesson that I learned this week, I had a chance to interview the former Galva Wildcat, Rich Falk, who went on to play at Northwestern and coach at Northwestern, then spent 20 years in the Big Ten office. And he was talking about his recruiting days, and I didn't realize this until he told me. You know, at Northwestern at the time, when you talk about basketball in that era, there's been only two sites in Illinois that have hosted the Final Four. Only two sites. And they're in Evanston, Illinois, on the Northwestern campus, if you can believe that. 1939, the first ever NCAA tournament there. And then again in 1955. And Rich Falk told us at the time he was an usher at that time with his dad. So what about that?
That's amazing. And, yeah, if you had to guess where a Final Four was contested in Illinois, you might spend all day trying to get to that point. And as you were telling me kind of off the air, Mr. Falk just kind of hit his growth spurt at the right time, and the rest kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah. And his dad sold Morton Buildings in the Galva area. All right, if you're looking for stewing hens from the Aledo area, you need to call the WCCI trading post. Great story from Brian Roush. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.